各位弟兄姊妹，大家好。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，在他回来之前。
We thank the Lord before he returns.
我们还有这样的机会可以聚在一起，用主的话相互勉励。
We still have the opportunity to gather together that we may encourage one another with his word.
我想我们开头的时候还是先一同来读一些主的话。
Let us first begin by reading the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开希伯来书。
If brothers and sisters, you'll turn with me to the book of Hebrews.
第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第一节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前途的路程。
Let us also, therefore, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, laying aside every weight and sin which so easily entangles us, run with endurance the race that lies before us.
第二节的前一半。
The first half of verse 2.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Looking steadfastly on Jesus, the leader and completer of faith.
然后我们回到第十一章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 11.
十一章我们读一节到三节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
Now faith is the substantiating of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For in the power of this the elders have obtained testimony.By faith, we apprehend that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that that which is seen should not take its origin from things which appear.
第六节。
Verse
6. 人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
But without faith, it is impossible to please him,For he that draws near to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him out.
我们再请看哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章第八节，第十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
While we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen, for the things that are seen are for a time, but those that are not seen, eternal.
我们再看腓立比书。
Philippians.
第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第十二节到十四节。
Philippians chapter 3, starting with verse 12 to 14.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Not that I have already obtained the prize, or am already perfected, but I pursue, if also I may get possession of it, seeing that also I have been taken possession of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not count to have gotten possession myself, but one thing, forgetting the things behind and stretching out to the things before, I pursue looking towards the goal for the prize of the high calling on high of God in Christ Jesus.
我们这次特会的主题啊，是出自希伯来书十二章第一节。
The theme of this conference is from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
是奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
To run the race which lies before us.
弟兄们指定我的负担交通奔跑天路的人。
And the brothers have entrusted me to share on this point, be the ones who are running this heavenly way.
我觉得希伯来书的这句话对我们今天神的儿女来讲是一个重要的提醒。
I believe these words from the book of Hebrews is a very great reminder for all the children of God.
这里他鼓励我们要奔。
Here it encourages us to run.
那么虽然我们的弟兄们已经对这些话有了一些的解释。
And our brothers have already given us some sharing on these words.
但是对于这个字呢，我心里面还是有一些的负担。愿意跟弟兄姊妹一起交通。
Now concerning this word run, I still have some thoughts impressed upon my heart to share with brothers and sisters.
我们都知道这个奔跟慢跑跟走是不一样的。
Now we know this word to run, it is different from to jog or to take a stroll.
我们走路，我们慢跑。
Or if we're walking or we're jogging,
你可以东张西望。
We can look around us.
你也可以跟旁边人讲话。
And perhaps we can converse along the way.
甚至你也可以管闲事。
Or perhaps we can be nosy.
但是一个人在奔的时候。
But when one is running.
那就是全神贯注，对不对？
And they are all focused throughout.
那么在这里呢，你不可能再注意你周围其他的一些事情。
As you're running, you cannot be distracted by the things around you.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个奔跑是不顾一切的。
This running gives all effort regardless of anything else.
这个奔跑呢，也是一个有急迫感的。
And this running also, it is running with anxiousness.
所以我们看见使徒保罗。
So we're able to see also for the Apostle Paul,
他在世的日子，
when he was living,
他就是一个在属天道路上奔跑的人。
He was one who was running this heavenly way.
在腓立比书第三章里面，
in the book of Philippians chapter 3,
他告诉我们他向着这个标杆直跑。
He tells us he is running toward the goal.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
他就是告诉我们，
He tells us,
他对主的事情，他里面有一个急迫的感觉。
That within him there is this very anxious thought, very fervent thought.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
今天我们已经来到末后的时代。
We are living in the last days.
我们知道主回来的日子非常的迫近。
We know it is very near to the Lord's return.
灵里面有感觉的人。
And those who are sensitive, alert in spirit,
都能感觉到这个时代是非常紧迫。
We feel the anxiety throughout this age.
主很快就要完成他的工作。
Very quickly, the Lord will finish His work.
所以留给我们在地上的机会并不多。
So the opportunity which affords for us is few.
所以呢，这个奔对于我们来讲是一个非常重要的一个提醒。
Therefore, this word run is a great reminder for each one of us.
但愿这个不仅是成为我们今天的心智和态度。
And may this not only be our attitude, our ambition, our determination.
也是我们每个弟兄姊妹内心深处的一个愿望。
But may it be a true desire deep within our spirit.
所以我们需要在主的跟前起来奔跑这条天路。
And we must rise up before our Lord and run this heavenly way.
你知道保罗在腓立比书第三章这个十四节里面说，
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 14 Paul tells us,
他说我向着标杆直跑。
He says I pursue looking towards the goal.
前面呢他也是这样忘记背后努力面前的追求主。
And he has forgotten the things behind but he is pressing on toward the goal to pursue after the Lord.
其实呢在第十二节里面那个追求跟第十四节里面那个直跑呢是同一个字。
And running toward the goal to pursue in verse 12 and to pursue toward the goal, it is the same word.
它这个字希腊文叫做 dioko.
And this word in Greek is dioko.
这个字很有意思。
And this word is very meaningful.
它这个字前面那个 dio 这个字
And this word, the beginning of this word deal,
它是一个字根。
It is the root word.
啊，这个字的意思是什么呢？
And what is the meaning of this word?
就是逃，逃跑。
And it is run to run.
啊，所以他用了这么一个字。
And he uses such a word to escape.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这是很有意义的一个
This is a very meaningful word.
啊，那个一个人呢，如果被敌人追赶的时候，他要逃跑。
Now when one is being pursued by the enemy, he is running for his life.
那我们知道在逃跑的时候呢，那是什么都顾不到了，全心全意的跑，对不对？
And when he is fleeing for his life, he is not mindful of anything else but running for his life.
所以那种的急迫的感觉啊，弟兄姊妹们，是保罗呢用来追求主的一种感觉。
And this eagerness to run, it is the same sentiment which Paul has here to run in that way.
那么在旧约圣经里面呢
，In the Old Testament,
有一个例子我们可以来说明这个。
There is this example illustration we can use.
我是希望呢。能把这个奔这个意念这个感觉今天能放在每个弟兄姊妹的里面
And I really want to impress this word this thought of running in each one of our hearts
啊，那么在旧约圣经里面
In the Old Testament
那么有好几处的圣经呢都讲到这件事情
There are many passages that speak about this
比方说哈巴谷书第三章二十节
For example in Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 20
那里说他使我们的脚快如母鹿的蹄并且稳行在高处
And he says there he makes our feet as hinds feet and set our feet on high places
为什么哈巴谷用这么一个比喻呢
And why did Habakkuk use such an illustration
啊，因为呢他有一个背景
Because there is this backdrop to this
这头母鹿
And this doe this female deer
她正怀着孕
She is pregnant.
所以当这个猎人或者其他的动物在追赶他的时候
so as the enemy or she is being preyed upon as she is fleeing for her life
他要飞快地奔跑逃
she has to flee run eagerly
他不仅要跑得很快
not must she run very swiftly
因为他还要跑得很稳
but also to be very steadfast
不能让他腹中的胎儿坠落
so that the baby deer in her stomach would not give birth.
所以你知道这头母鹿是多么的紧急啊！
Therefore, this mother deer is running for her life eagerly.
她拼着命的跑。
And she is running for her life.
不顾一切的跑。
Regardless of anything else.
用全力的跑。
And she is running with all her strength.
那么在诗篇四十二篇第一节。
And we know in Psalm 42, verse 1,
那里作诗人说我们的神啊我们的心渴慕你如同鹿渴慕溪水
And there the psalmist says, As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul panteth thirst for thee.
所以很多弟兄姊妹都熟悉这句话
And many brothers and sisters are familiar with this phrase.
如鹿渴慕溪水
As the deer panteth longeth for the water.
其实这个也是有一个背景。
And there is also a backdrop for this.
我们一般领会说呢，哎呀，这个鹿大概很渴了，它需要喝水。
Oh, perhaps our understanding is that this deer is very thirsty and panting for water.
其实它还有另外一层的意义。
But there's another meaning behind this.
因为这个鹿呢，正在被猎人追赶。
Likewise, this deer is being hunted.
啊，也许是个猎狗的追赶。
Oh, perhaps.Being hounded by the hounds.
他拼命地跑。
And this deer is running swiftly.
这个时候他心中最渴望是什么呢？
And what is this deer, this heart panting after?
就能看见一条小的溪流。
So he's panting for a water brook.
如果他看见一条溪流。
If they see the water brooks.
他就知道他得救了。
Then the deer knows salvation is at hand.
啊，那我们知道那狗的鼻子很灵敏的。
We know that the hounds, they can sense smell very sensitive.
这个鹿跑得越快，身上出汗，味道就越重。
And as the deer is running for its life, it is sweating, and the hounds can smell that.
但等到看到这条溪流的时候
，But when they see the water brooks,
它跳到溪水里面。
And once the deer jumps into the water brook,
那么它从溪水过去之后
，And then passes through the water brook,
到了那边狗就闻不到它的味道。
And once the deer goes through the water brooks and the scent is washed off, the hounds cannot smell it. And they're safe.
所以呢，这叫做如鹿渴慕溪水。
And that is the backdrop of this verse. As the deer panteth for the water.
是一种逃的感觉。
And it is a backdrop of running, fleeing.
所以箴言书里面也讲到。
And in the Proverbs,
箴言书里面也讲到，我们要如鹿逃脱猎人的追赶。
It is as the deer flees from the hunter.
所以呢，这个 dioko 这个字里面呢，它也包含着一个逃的意思在里面。
Therefore, in this root word of running, it is dioko, which has a root of fleeing.
当然，保罗在他的书信中也引用过这个字。
And of course, Paul in his epistles also used this word before.
啊，比方说你在这个提摩太后书
，For example, in 2 Timothy,
保罗对于提摩太说
，And Paul says to Timothy,
你要逃避少年人的私欲
，Flee from youthful lust.
啊，所以基督徒有些东西是要逃的。
And so, as Christian, there are things that we have to flee from.
在第一卷提摩太前书里还讲要逃避那个贪财。
And in 1 Timothy, Paul says to flee from the lust of riches.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们读这个提摩太前后书的这个历史，
When we read the history of 1 and 2 Timothy,
我们知道那个时候提摩太已经在以弗所的教会做长老。
We know that Timothy was already serving as an elder in the church in Ephesus.
他不是一个年轻人。
He is not a young man per se.
按照他的年龄呢，有人告诉我们，大概恐怕40多岁已经。
According to what the scholars tell us, Timothy at this time perhaps is in his 40s.
他为什么保罗要告诉他说你要逃避少年人的私欲
？Why is it that Paul warns him to flee from youthful lust?
弟兄姊妹，这句话很有意思。
Brothers and sisters, these words are very meaningful.
这告诉我们，我们人虽然老了
，These words tell us though we are growing older.
但是我们里面还有少年人的私欲。
But within it still lies youthful lust.
啊，我们中国人常讲，人老心不老。
We say the Chinese says I'm getting older outwardly, but my heart is still young at heart.
这句话有的时候不是好话啊。
Now sometimes this is not a good way, a positive.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们在这个世界中
，So brothers and sisters in this world.
有很多仇敌的试探和引诱。
There are many temptations.And trials from the enemy.
我们要飞快地逃脱。
And we must flee earnestly from them.
让那个仇敌这些私欲追不上你。
And so that the enemy's temptations cannot chase and overtake us.
啊，这是基督徒生活中间非常重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important thing in the lives of Christians.
当然，我刚讲这个 dioko 这个字，它的字根呢是逃脱。
Of course, I mentioned the root of this word dioko is to flee.
它主要是强调我们里面应当有一个迫切的感觉。
It really emphasized the fact of how earnestly, eagerly we must flee from this.
我常常感觉
，I feel very often，
天上的行动是非常快速的。
The actions in heavens is very swift.
我们地上的反应非常的迟缓。
But our reaction, our response on earth is so slow.
所以这一次主用这一句话提醒我们大家。
So when the Lord uses this word here to remind all of us,
弟兄姊妹，我们要起来奔跑。
Brothers and sisters, we must all rise to run.
我们要说这个奔跑当然不是外面这个身体的跑。
Of course, this running is not our outward running.
像我现在老了，叫我去奔呢，我也奔不动。
If I'm older now, so if you ask me to run physically, I cannot run.
但是这是一种心智。
But it is our determination, our ambition, is our attitude.
是我们深处的一个愿望。
It is a deep desire from within.
我们希望主在这个时代当中。
And we pray that the Lord in this generation.
有更多的弟兄姊妹们能像使徒保罗一样。
There are even all the more brethren like the Apostle Paul.
啊，我们里面有急迫的感觉。
That we eagerly.
我们直跑。
We will run straight.
我们紧随不舍。
And we follow earnestly and closely.
灵里面全力的奔跑。
And through with all our spirit, we will run forward.
我们里面应该有一个迫切的感觉。
And within, we must have this very fervent, anxious, eager thought.
啊，我觉得是一个 urgent 哈。
And this is very urgent.
啊，不是 anxiety， 不是这个焦虑。
It is not anxiety, but it is an urgency.
我们知道这两个字的意思不一样。
We know it is a different meaning.
不需要焦虑。
We do not need to be anxious.
但是你里面有迫切的感觉。
But there's this urgency within.
啊，在属天的道路上。
And on this heavenly way.
我们能够往前奔跑。
We must run forward straight.
啊，当然。
Of course.
我们在奔跑的时候。
As we run.
要跑对了哈。
We must run right.
要跑得好。
We must run well.
你跑错的话，你空跑那也没用。
If we run wrong and we ran in vain.
所以这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
因此呢，希伯来书在十一章里面。
Therefore, in the 11 chapters of Hebrews,
使徒用了旧约圣经中以色列百姓中的许多的人做榜样。
The apostle have used many examples throughout the Old Testament for our illustration.
这些历史上面的这些人物。
All these people throughout the generations.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们，他们是跑天路的人。
The author of Hebrews tells us they are those who ran the heavenly way.
他们是跑对路的人。
And they are the ones who run the right path.
所以因此呢
Therefore,
他用这许多的人物来激励我们。
He uses all these before us to encourage us.
弟兄姊妹，你要看看你今天跑得对不对。
Brothers and sisters, if we want to see if we're running correctly today,
这里有很多榜样。
There are so many examples before us.
因为他们已经是历史人物。
Because they are historical figures.
他们的一生已经结束了。
And their lives have ended.
但是他们得到了神的印证。
Yet they have been appraised, approved of God.
他们的一生跑的是对的。
That throughout their life they have ran correctly.
他们的一生是跑得好的。
And they have ran well.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们需要用这些见证人来激励我们。
Today we are surrounded with such a great cloud of witnesses to encourage us.
所以希伯来书鼓励我们。
Therefore, the book of Hebrews encourages us
要起来奔跑前面。
To rise up, to run, run forward.
给了我们这么多的榜样。
And we have such a great cloud of witnesses, examples.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
那是保罗呢，在头一个世纪。
And in the first generation for Paul,
我们知道他是在新约时代中跑天路的一个最好的见证。
And
he
is a wonderful witness, a testimony for us who ran this heavenly way in the first century.
因此呢，他在腓立比书里面呢。
Therefore, in the book of Philippians,
他用他自己的经历来鼓励我们。
He uses his own example, his own life to encourage us.
在这个腓立比书第三章十二节这里。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12.
他告诉我们说呢，他说我不是说已经得着已经完全了。
Paul says, not that I have already obtained the prize or am already perfected.
他说我竭力奔跑。
But I pursue.
或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
If also I may get possession of it.
我们知道这句话有两面的意思。
We know there is two sides to this.
你看我们中文圣经有个刮胡。
We see there is this parenthesis in the Chinese.
说或者可以得着基督耶稣所要我得的。
If also I may get possession of it, seeing that also I have been taken possession of by Christ Jesus.
然后他说呢，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
That I may apprehend that which I have been apprehended for.
所以这句话呢有两面的意思。
Therefore, there's two sides to this meaning.
第一方面
，On the one side,
他鼓励我们基督徒要为自己跑。
It is an encouragement that we run for ourselves.
第二件事情
A second aspect
就是说鼓励我们要为着神的旨意跑
To run for the will of God.
其实这两件事情的那个终点是一样的目的是一样的
Yet the goal, the purpose is the same.
所以这一次呢因为我有三堂的聚会啊。
Because I have three messages this time.
所以我前两堂
The first two messages
我要交通要得着主所要我得的。
The first two messages will be shared what I will apprehend, take possession of, which the Lord apprehended me for.
第二堂我要交通我们要得着主所以得着我的。
Then I will share that I would get possession that I have been taken possession of by Christ Jesus.
当然主得着我是为着他的目的。
Of course, when the Lord takes possession of me, apprehends me, it is for His purpose.
若是主许可，我们第三堂
And Lord willing, the third message,
我们要 交通到我们要做同伴，同奔天路。
We must be companions to run this heavenly way together.
这个在哥林多后书十二章那里保罗有提到。
And this is mentioned to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
所以愿主借着这次的这个聚会，
May the Lord through these times together,
对于我们的心来呼召，
that He will call us from our hearts to our hearts.
在这个紧迫的日子里面，
that in these urgent times,
让我们起来好好的奔跑主。
That we'll all rise up to run well the race lies before us.
所以今天晚上我们要看，要为着自己的一生来奔跑天路。
Tonight we'll look at for our life, for ourselves to run this heavenly way.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在希伯来书里面，
In the book of Hebrews,
讲到那一些奔跑天路的人，他们是见证人。
Those who run this heavenly way, they are witnesses.
他们用他们的一生证实了他们所跑的路是有价值的。
They have used their whole life to prove the fact that they have ran worthy of their life.
他们这些人为了自己的人生，他们得着了主所要他们得着的。
They have used their whole life to apprehend, to take possession of which the Lord desires to apprehend them for.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
在奔跑天路的事上，
As we run this heavenly way,
主第一个重要的提醒，
The first reminder the Lord gives us,
要为着我们自己来奔跑，
That we must run for ourselves.
感谢主，主用这些见证人来激励我们。
We thank the Lord, He uses these great witnesses to encourage us.
那么我们要把这些见证人他们的一些的情况，一些原则给弟兄姊妹做简单的交通。
So we want to look at these witnesses to share examples to encourage us.
如果你读这个希伯来书十一章，
When we read Hebrews chapter 11,
他们从亚伯开始一直讲到后来的以色列人。
We begin with Abel all the way to the Israelites.
那么这个作者呢，用了很大的篇幅来描述这些人。
And the author uses a lot of words to describe these individuals.
但是首先呢，我们要注意的一件事情。
So the first matter we want to take note of,
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
很多历史上读圣经的人，
many throughout the generations who read the word,
他们都把希伯来书十一章中的人当作是信心的伟人。
Now they say the characters in chapter 11, they are heroes of faith.
或者是他们是信心的英雄。
Or they're great men of faith.
但是如果我们仔细地读过这些人的
生意， But when we read carefully all these individuals,
弟兄姊妹，其实他们都是最平凡的一般人。
But brothers and sisters, in fact, we find that they are very ordinary people.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
他们是正常人。
They are a common man, normal men.
虽然在他们时代的生活中显出来一点跟别人不一样，
perhaps they've manifested things that are different from others.
但他们才是真正的正常人。
But they are very common men and normal people.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们晓得在神的眼中是没有伟人的。
Now we know there are no great men before God.
你想想看，我们的神多伟大。
We see how great our God is.
天地都是他所创造的。
He is the creator of all heaven and earth.
我们现代的这个科学这个知识告诉我，我们这个地球在整个宇宙中连一粒沙都不如，对不对？
And even the great scientists of our time tell us throughout the universe, this earth is but a speck of sand, not even.
我们这些人在地上更是渺小的不得了。
And even the man in this world is even more insignificant.
所以在神的眼中没有伟人。
So in the sight of God, there is no great renowned man.
感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
弟兄姊妹，但是呢，他们这些人因为蒙神的恩典，
But brothers and sisters, these individuals, by the grace of God,
他们达到他们个人人生的目标。
They have obtained their purpose in their life.
他们生命中有重大的转变。
They have a great drastic change, transformation in their life.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主用了这些平凡的人对我们来说话。
The Lord uses such common men to speak to us.
虽然他们的经历是不平凡的。
And even though their experiences are extraordinary,
但是他们这些人都是平凡的人。
Yet they are ordinary individuals.
所以在希伯来书十三章那里告诉我们。
So in Hebrews chapter 13, there it
tells us. 从前帮助过我们的这些前面的弟兄姊妹们
and all these brethren, these saints before us,
我们要思念他们
we have to consider them,
但是他说要效法他们的信心
but we must imitate their faith,
更重要是留意他们为人的结局
we must take note of their end,
弟兄姊妹这个是今天呢我们对着整个历史历代神所用的神的仆人那些帮助过我们的人，我们该有的一个态度。
Brothers and sisters, that is the attitude we ought to have through the great brothers and sisters, the witnesses before us, and how they have helped us.
因为他们是平凡的人。
Because they are ordinary people.
所以这个对我们来讲是非常大的鼓励。
Therefore, it is great encouragement to us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在座。我不敢讲你们 我自己是个平凡人
I cannot comment about you but I am very common
再平凡不过了
I cannot be any more common than ordinary
我记得很多年前
I remember many years ago
我有一次被邀请到一个聚会去
One time I was invited to a congregation
去讲道
To share
就那里的负责弟兄打电话给我
There was a brother who was responsible there called me
他说孙弟兄我们应该怎么样介绍你呢
He said brother son how shall we introduce you
你就告诉他们说我是一个西雅图来的弟兄。
No, just tell them I'm a brother from Seattle.
哎呀他说这个不吸引人。
He said, oh, no, this is not very attractive, not captivating.
啊你有没有是读过什么有名的大学我说没有。
No, did you go to any famous college? I said, no.
啊你认识什么大人物吗我也没有。
No, do you know any great men? I said, no.
他非常为难啊。
Oh, so he was in a difficult situation.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们愿意做个平凡人。
We want to be someone who is very common.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这些历史上的人物。
These individuals throughout history.
其实个个都是平凡人。
They are all very common, very ordinary.
圣经把他们一生的历史，把他们的出处记载得非常清楚。
And the Bible records very clearly their experiences.
啊，他们的出生背景。
Their birth, their background.
告诉我们没有什么。不平凡的事。
It tells us it is very ordinary, nothing extraordinary.
所以我很喜欢雅各书中间一句话。
And so I like these words in the book of
James.
In James.
啊，那么他说以利亚是与我们有一样性情的人。
And it says there Elijah is the same nature as we.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
等等，我们来交通。
Later on, we will look into that.
为什么他们在神的眼中变成了好像？不一样。
Why is it? It seems like they're uncommon before God.
这是因为神的恩典在他们身上。
It is all by the grace of God.
使他们变为不一样。
So that they are different.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你我都是平凡人。
They are common.
神从来不轻看任何一个弟兄姊妹。
And God does not despise any commoner.
那么我们可以再说一点。
And we can say more about that.
你看主耶稣第一次。降临到这个地上的时候
When our Lord Jesus came into this world,
那些在地上迎接主第一次再来的人都是平凡人
All those who welcomed the Lord when he first came, they're all common people.
对不对呢
Right?
撒迦利亚
Zachariah,
伊丽莎伯
Elizabeth,
西面
Simeon,
那么那些牧羊人
The shepherds.
这些人是迎接主第一次到地上来的人。
They're the very ones who welcome our Lord's first event.
没有一个人是大有恩赐大有能力的人。
There was no one with great gifts, no great man.
今天主要第二次回来了。
Today the Lord shall return again, shall come again.
主也不寄望要有什么大恩赐的。
He is not expecting any great reception.
让我们这些平凡人。
But us, all common.
我们预备好我们的心。
Let us all prepare well our hearts.
我们来迎接他。
And we welcome him.
圣经给我们有多方面的鼓舞。
And the Bible gives us this encouragement throughout.
就像我们弟兄们所讲的一样。
Just as the brother shared.
如果我们看见前面弟兄有些有恩赐有能力的人，我们跟他们一比的话呢，哎呀，我们就灰心了，对不对
？If we see the brethren before us, they're great men of ability and gifts and talents. We compare to them, oh, we're discouraged and we give up.
我记得有一次在纽约，我在江弟兄家里。
I remember one time in New York, I was in Brother Stephen's home.
他从房间里出来。
He came out of the room.
他讲了一句话。
He just said a very ordinary
word. 他说我们这些人呢、啊、
？He said for us.
尽我们一生，无论你怎么样的努力，你都赶不上保罗。
Throughout all of our life, no matter how much we strive, diligently strive, we cannot be as Paul.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
是的，你要看这些人的功用，看这些人的恩赐，那我们什么都赶不上。
If we look at the function, the gifts of others, yes, we cannot be on the same page as them.
我们知道使徒保罗在他没有得救之前，他是一个何等骄傲的人。
And when we look at the Apostle Paul before he was saved by grace, how prideful he was.
是个何等有自信的人、啊。
And he was so arrogant.
他在那个书信里面都告诉我们。
And he tells us in his epistles what confidence he has in himself.
我是法利赛人所生的法利赛人的法。
I'm a Pharisee of Pharisees.
哈，在同年人中间，我比别人都长进。
And he is more than his peers, his contemporaries.
按今天的话来讲，他每次考试都第一名。
In other words, he's always number one.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
但是那天主用大光把他打倒。
But on that day, when the light, the Lord struck him with a great light.
所以他在以弗所书第三章里面告诉我们。
So Ephesians chapter 3, Paul says.
他说在众圣徒中。
With all the saints.
我比最小的圣徒还小。
And he is least of all the saints.
保罗从来没有觉得自己是什么伟人。
And Paul never thought of himself as anyone great.
从来没有觉得他有多大的恩赐。
Not a great ability or talent.
他说是主的怜悯。
But it is all by the mercy.
对我自己，我没有什么可夸，只能夸我的软弱。
I cannot boast of anything of myself except my weakness, my infirmities.
但是有一个人我要夸。
But there's one I must boast.
那就在我里面的那个人。
But I must boast the man within me.
那是神的恩典所建立的那个人。
And it is the one established by the grace of God.
我希望我们读主的话，我们真的能够得到这些鼓励和激励。
So when we read the word of God, we must encourage by His word.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
但愿这一次主能用清楚的言语在这里教导我们。
May the Lord use very clear words to teach us.
让我们来看看这些平凡人，他们怎样因着主的恩典能够达到他们人生的目的。
So how these common men, by the grace of God, can obtain to the purpose of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，my dear brothers and sisters，
我们要再说神所拣选的任何人。都可以达到这个目的。
Again, I say, anyone that is chosen by God can obtain to this very purpose.
所以你不要整天看这个大恩赐，那个大能力，不用看他。
So let us not focus on this individual or that individual with great gifts and talent.
希伯来书实在是一卷鼓励人的书。
And Hebrews, in fact, is a book that encourages us all.
在希伯来书
，In the book of Hebrews,
我们都很清楚。
We're very clear.
那些人所以成为那样的人。
They are who they are.
大家共同有一个原因。
There is one common point.
原因是什么
？What is that？
因着信。
It's by faith.
对不对
？Right.
只有一个原因。
There is only one reason.
是这个原因。
And it is because of that reason.
是亚伯变成亚伯。
So Abel is Abel.
是以诺变成以诺。
Enoch becomes Enoch.
是挪亚变成挪亚。
And Noah becomes Noah.
是亚伯拉罕变成亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham becomes Abraham.
是摩西变成摩西。
And Moses becomes Moses.
就是一个原因。
And one reason.
就是因着信。
By faith.
但是这个信呢
Now, this faith,
在我们这些人身上所产生的功用是不一样的
It is different function in each one of us
弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters
希伯来书十一章第一节为这个信做了最好的一个注解
And Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 gives us the wonderful understanding definition of faith
信就是所望之事的实底未见之事的确据
Now faith is the substantiating of things hoped forAnd the conviction of things not seen, the evidence of things not seen.
这个信心可以实化神的真理。
And this faith can realize, make into reality of God.
其实呢
，Now，
那里告诉我们，信心就是个属灵的看见。
Faith is a spiritual seeing.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这是最重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
今天我们都明白了。
Today we all understand.
信心不是自信。
Now, faith is not self-confidence.
也不是你自己的幻想。
It is not our imagination.
不是一个抽象的东西。
It is not something that is abstract.
信心是带进实际的。
But faith leads us into reality.
信心是属灵的看见。
Faith is spiritual seeing.
今天呢，在弟兄姊妹中
，amongst us, brothers and sisters,
有很多弟兄姊妹不喜欢讲到这个属灵的看见。
Many do not like to share on this point of spiritual seeing.
啊，有些年轻的弟兄姊妹一讲属灵的看见，哎，就很苦恼。
Many brothers and sisters, when they hear this term spiritual seeing, they become frustrated.
我们觉得只有像保罗这样的人，像那些使徒们，或者我们前面那些大弟兄们，他们是有看见的。
Oh, perhaps we say, oh, apostles like Paul and the great saints before us, they will have spiritual vision.
我们怎么可能有看见呢？
No, it's impossible for us.
但是弟兄姊妹，我问你。
But brothers and sisters, let me
ask you. 你信了主耶稣吗？
When by faith we believe in Jesus.
你有这个信心的吗？
Do you have this faith?
你有了这个信心。
When you have this faith,
你就有一个功能可以看见。
You have this function to able to see.
弟兄姊妹，但是呢，我们许多人因为没有好的追求。
But brothers and sisters, because we did not pursue well.
所以呢，我们的这个属灵的眼光啊，很肤浅。
Then perhaps our spiritual vision is very shallow.
这个眼睛呢，不太好。
Our eyes are not very good.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
在马可福音第八章里面，
In Mark chapter 8,
那里举了一个很好的例子。
There's a very good example.
主耶稣到伯赛大，
When our Lord Jesus was on Bethesda,
碰见一个瞎眼的人，
He encountered one who was blind.
所以主就医治他。
And the Lord healed him.
那天医很特别，主吐吐沫抹他眼睛。
And the Lord not only healed him at Bethesda, but also spat.
结果这个瞎眼的就开始看见了。
And he began to see.
他说你看见什么了？
And what did he see?
他说我看见人像树木。
And he said, I see men as trees.
他们可以行走。
And they're walking.
啊，所以你看这也是一种看见，
And that is a type of seeing.
若是于是主第二次再摸他为他祷告。
And after that, the Lord put his hand upon his eyes.
他眼睛就完全明亮。
And his eyes, he can see differently.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们很多大多数人可能就是第一次看见。
So many times we have this first seeing.
我们看了个模模糊糊的。
And it is very dim and not very clear.
所以有个弟兄讲得很好。
Our brother put it very well.
你说你有看见不一定。
You say you have seeing, but maybe not.
你说你没看见也不一定。
But if you say I don't see at all, maybe not.
这就是今天我们这些不够追求的人这个眼睛看属灵的事情的模模糊糊的。
But if we do not pursue well, then when we look at spiritual things, it is very dim and not clear to us.
我们需要主第二次摸我们的眼
睛。We must have the Lord touch us a second time.
但愿这是在这个聚会中。
And may it be during our time together.
主用他的话在摸我们的眼睛。
That the Lord will use his word to touch our eyes.
啊，这些话像眼药一样的，让我们眼睛明亮。
And his words is like eye salve, ointment to touch our eyes for us to see.
其实有时候我在我们已经很叹息啊。
And many times I sigh before the Lord.
我们这个西安特会呢，已经38年了。
We have this West Coast Christian Conference for 38 years.
过去许多年长的弟兄们。
In the past, many elderly saints.
他们讲了无数的一些有亮光的言语。
And they have given us much words of enlightenment.
你知道每一次的聚会都是擦亮眼睛的。
You know, each time when we gather together, they are clearing our eyes.
当然我们感谢主，这38年来有很多弟兄姊妹眼睛被擦亮。
And we thank the Lord throughout these 38 years, many brethren, their eyes are made clear to see.
现在大家明白什么是神的旨意。
So our eyes are able to see what is the will of God.
我想至少我们在座人说，神的旨意什么？就是基督，大家都知道。
And so when we say what is the will of God, we can all say it is Christ.
哎，这个比从前进步多了。
And we have taken a step forward.
但是呢，也很遗憾，有的人呢，给他洗了38年还是没看见。
But yet maybe we have been washed 38 years and we still have not been able to see.
但愿这次主的怜悯临到我们。
But may the mercy of the Lord come upon us this time.
主使我们与众人所有的信心产生果效。
And so the faith which the Lord has given all of us will have its function.
让我们里面眼睛完全开了。
So our eyes will be completely open.
能够完全的看见。
And we can completely see.
所以弟兄姊妹要好好的祷告。
So brothers and sisters, let's pray well.
不要放弃这次的机会。
Let us not forsake, take lightly this opportunity.
我们说主啊，
Lord,
求你给我们眼药。
We plead that you will give us eye salve.
让我们这次离开这个聚会之前眼睛是开的。
So before we leave this conference, you open our eyes.
那就有福了。
And we will be blessed.
那些人生命上所以因为有转变是因着信。
And all those whose lives are changed is by faith.
因着属灵的看见。
By spiritual seeing.
保罗在哥林多后书解释了。
And Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians,
这个属灵的看见。
Now this spiritual seeing,
是看见的所不见的。
It is to see that which is unseen.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
就是这些人在他们的一生当中
，it is these individuals throughout
their life。突然有一天，主开他们的眼睛。
One day, the Lord opened their eyes。
他们看见了人眼所看不见的。
They're able to see which the physical eyes cannot see。
弟兄姊妹，这很重要。
Brothers and sisters, this is of utmost
importance。因为今天我们的肉眼都是看。看那个看得见的东西。
Because our physical eyes see that which is visible.
但属灵的眼睛让我们能看见一个看不见的。
But our spiritual eyes see, shows us that which is unseen, that which is invisible.
希伯来书十一章第三节里面讲得很清楚。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3 is very clear.
今天我们所在这个物质的世界。
That we are in this world that was framed.
它不是从显然之物造出来的。
It is not seen that it should take its origins from things which appear.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，两千年前人能讲这个话。
Brothers and sisters, 2,000 years ago when these words are shared.
除了那些有属灵感觉的人能明白这个话，其他人不懂的。
Besides those who are spiritually sensitive can understand, others cannot.
到现在的科学证实这件事情。
And even the modern day scientists, they can prove these words.
是吧？我想大家都知道的，这个物质是从能量聚合起来的。
Now we know that these the materials made by the cells by the atoms.
并且神造这个一切万有在时间中是暂时的东西。
And all these things which are visible that are formed, they are temporal.
因为在这个我们看得见这个世界之外还有永远的。
Because from this physical world, there is eternity.
神给我们属灵的眼睛是看见永远。
And the spiritual eyes which the Lord has given us is to see into that eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们需要主开我们的眼睛。
We must have the Lord to open our eyes.
让我们能看见那看不见。
So that we can see the things which are unseen.
老实讲，今天呢，我们蒙恩得救之后
，Truth be told, we are saved by grace.
主已经略略的叫我们有点看见。
The Lord has already somewhat given us a taste.Of this seeing.
我们真的能感觉我们跟世人不一样。
And we know we're different than those of this world.
对不对呢
？Right?
你信主之前跟信主之后不一样。
We are different from the time we believe the Lord before we believe Him. We are different.
但是光有得救时候的那一点的眼光是不够的。
But if we merely have the sight which we saw when we first believe in Him, and no more, that is not enough.
我们必须对永远的世界能有更明亮的一个看见。
We must have a very clear vision of that.Which is eternal.
你看这些东西啊，对于希伯来书十一章中所记载这些人呢，它不是一个虚幻的道理。
Now we see these individuals recorded for us in Hebrews 11. This eternity is not something that's abstract to them.
主不仅让他们看见
，The Lord not only show them
信心，叫他们有确据
，but the faith gives them a conviction.
他们知道那个才是真实的。
That conviction is that is substantiated.
今天眼睛所看的都是虚幻的。
That which is true, all the visible things are
vain. 有一天这些都要过去的。
All these visible things will pass away.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
你看我们。这个眼睛不够明亮的时候
，When our eyes are not clear，
我们仍旧以这个看得见的物质的世界啊，作为我们追求的目标。
Then the goal of our pursuit will be on this visible world which we can see。
但这些人不一样。
But these individuals are different。
他们活在一个看的世界中。
When the world which they live in, which they see,
他们却受看不见世界的影响。
They are directed by the unseen world.
这就是真正的圣徒。
And they are the true saints.
弟兄姊妹，是外面今天物质的东西影响我们，还是那个看不见的东西在影响？
So brothers and sisters, what impacts us today? Are we directed by the visible things which are around us, or the things that are unseen?
因此他们就跑的与世人不同的道路。
Therefore, they run a path which is different than those of this world.
世人只有属地的道路。
Those of this world only run on this earthly way.
这个属地的道路啊，包括了精神和物质的。
Now, this earthly way includes riches and fame.
我们都知道今天地上这个物质的东西对我们的吸引力是多么大。
And we know what captivation this materialistic world has upon us.
这个精神的里面包括了很多知识，包括了宗教。
And these things on our mind and includes our knowledge, our understanding, religious things.
他们怎么会跟别人跑了不同的路呢？
Why is it these individuals run a different way?
因为他们里面的眼睛开了。
Because their eyes within were open.
他们看见了世人所看不见的。
They're able to see that which this world cannot see.
所以因此他们的生活就变得另外一种情况。
Therefore, their lives are transformed into a different way.
比方说我们用亚伯和该隐来做例子。
For example, we use examples of Abel and Cain.
这个亚伯呢，怎么会知道这个牧羊跟献羊的重要呢？
Now, why is it Abel came to understand the importance of shepherding and to offer the sacrifice?
读圣经都知道，在那个时代中啊，你养羊是没什么经济价值的。
Now, we know from reading our Bible, during those times, there is no commercial value in raising shepherding lambs.
因为神还没许可人吃肉呢。
There's no one eating meat at that time.
你去牧羊干嘛呢？
Or why are you shepherding, tending to the sheep?
所以在世人看很奇怪。
And so the world will say, this is strange.
你好像做了一件没什么意义的事情。
You're doing something that is very meaningless.
但是呢，亚伯就是牧羊并且献羊。
But Abel tended to the sheep in order to sacrifice the sheep.
而该隐呢，就耕地。
And Cain tilled the ground.
哇，耕还非常的努力耕地。
And he was very diligent at it.
他耕得很有成就。
And he had great accomplishments.
啊，也耕出了很多的这些产物。
And he brought forth a great produce.
那我们看这个对人类对社会才有贡献。
And so this is meaningful to society, to the people, to the world.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这里的差别在哪里呢
？Where is the difference？
就是因着信。
It is by faith.
亚伯眼睛都开了。
Abel's eyes were open.
今天我们很知道跟随羔羊是多么重要。
And today we realize how important it is to follow the Lamb.
我们今天知道主耶稣就是被杀的羔羊。
And we know our Lord Jesus was Lamb that was slain.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
他们活在一个看的世界中。
These individuals live in a world which they can see，
却受着看不见的事物的一个支配和影响。
Yet they are directed by an unseen world。
今天你看看基督徒的生活就知道。
Today, when we see the lives of Christians,
看看我们的侍奉就知道。
When we see our service,
到底是谁在支配你
？Which directs our service and
our lives? 是外面的这些事物呢，工作支配你呢
？Is it the outward things, this work that directs us?
还是有一个看不见的事物在背后支配你
？Or is it something that is unseen behind that urges us on?
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
非常的重要。
It is very important.
因此呢。
Therefore,
你读这些人的故事时
when we read the story of these people,
你就发现在他们的生活中充满了矛盾和冲突。
We can see throughout their lives there is conflict and challenges.
这个冲突是天与地的冲突。
These are conflicts between heaven and earth.
其实呢，今天如果我们在主面前稍微有点感觉，我们就能感觉在我们里面有这个冲突。
And in fact, when we have some sensitivity within, we realize we go through the same conflict.
他们内心也有矛盾的。
They have conflicts within.
结果他们生活出了一种生活外别人不能理解。
They live a life which others cannot understand.
不要说外人不能理解。
Others, not only outsiders cannot
understand. 在教会历史中
even in the church.
好多弟兄姊妹他们奔跑天路的。
There are many brethren who run the heavenly way.
甚至也不得弟兄姊妹的谅解。
And yet they are misunderstood by brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹因为他们有了这个看见。
Brothers and sisters, because such individuals have such a seeing.
他们要持守这个。
Therefore, they must hold fast to this.
他们愿意顺服主的带领。
And they want to obey the guidance of the Lord.
他们坚持不变。
And they hold fast and not
change. 直跑到底。
And they run straight to the end.
他们是一般付代价愿意跟随主。
And there are those who are willing at all costs to follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他们外面的损失看起来很大。
Perhaps there is great loss externally.
有很多甚至殉道。
And perhaps even martyrdom.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
但是他们心甘情愿
yet they are wholeheartedly willing,
因为他们要得着的是那个看不见的
it's because they are after that which is unseen
今天地上的教会
today the church on earth
大多数的情况
there are many circumstances
都是被看得见的事物支配的
that is directed by the things which are seen
不多的基督徒
there are not many Christians
好像是被看不见的事物
That are directed by the unseen things.
我们都知道你看得见的事物，弟兄姊妹，有天就过去。
Brothers and sisters, we know the things which are visible are temporal and will pass away.
你在地上不管你做多大的工。
No matter what great work we may have in this world.
我们常常讲，很多弟兄姊妹常常为着自己的聚会呀。
We say many times, brothers and sisters, for their own congregation.
哎呀，我们把弟兄姊妹保护好。
Oh, we protect well the congregation.
这些是我们的羊。
Oh, this is our sheep.
啊，如果有一个羊跑到别的聚会去了。
If a sheep goes elsewhere.
我们就说人家偷羊。
Oh, they're stealing our sheep.
啊，哎，我们心里就不舒服了。
Yeah, we feel uncomfortable.
但弟兄姊妹，你想一想看。
Brothers and sisters, think about this.
啊，有哪一只羊是你的？
Which sheep actually belongs to us?
所以我们看见一些弟兄们在地上做工作，做了很大的工，到一天走了就走了，对不对
？The great work we do throughout our life, and one day we pass on.
你自己也是主的羊。
We ourselves are the sheep that belong to
the Lord. 所以我们在地上的事情呢，弟兄姊妹没有什么可夸的。
So brothers and sisters, there's nothing we can boast of in this world.
当然，主把恩赐量给有些人，他们可以进功用，我们为着这些感谢。
And of course, the Lord has measured a gift to each one of us, and when they fulfill their function, we thank the Lord for that.
主没有。给你这个恩赐和能力，你也不必难过。
If the Lord did not give us that measure of grace, we do not need to be sorrowful.
你只要在主面前有信心。
But by faith before the Lord,
主开你的眼睛。
The Lord opened our eyes.
你按照主给你的引导在地上生活。
And according to His guidance, we live.
那就够了。
That is enough.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我可以告诉你们，这多年来我侍奉主，这些意念感觉啊。给我带来灵里面深处的安息和喜乐。
I share with you throughout all these years of service, such thought will give me great encouragement, great comfort and joy.
因为你知道我们人呢，很喜欢跟人比的。
Because man, we like to compare with others.
甚至我们侍奉时也常常看见这个弟兄怎样，那个弟兄怎样。
When we serve, we look at this brother and that brother, how they're doing.
把别人比下去，自己就骄傲了。
And when we put someone down, then we become better, we feel better.
被别人比下去了，自己就自卑了。
And when others do better than us, we feel pitiful.
我们侍奉主，你实在缺少属灵看见。
But when we serve the Lord that way, we will lack spiritual seeing.
作为一个基督徒
，as a Christian，
我们已经得到很大的恩典。
We have already been bestowed, received great grace.
不需要骄傲。
We do not need to pride.
你也不需要自卑。
We don't need to be self-pity.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
我们就在主面前注意我们自己这一生在主面前的跟随。
But let us take note how we follow the Lord throughout our life。
我们效法这些人。
When we imitate these individuals here，
他们怎样跟随主的带领
？How they follow the Lord's guidance？
他们坚守主给他们的托付。
Held fast to what the Lord has entrusted to them。
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们知道，若是没有主耶稣道成肉身来到地上
，We know if the Lord did not come in the flesh to this world，
旧约这些人物就一点意义都没有。
Then it would be meaningless for those in the old covenant.
是因为主耶稣道成肉身来到地
上。But because our Lord came in the flesh，
他把过去这些人一生所过的生活和经历都变成了有意义。
Then the lives of these individuals throughout their life and all their experiences become now meaningful.
所以呢，我们最终的意义都是集中在主的身上。
Therefore, all of our meaning and value is centered upon our Lord Himself.
你有了主，旧约才有意义啊。
When we have the Lord, then the Old Testament has its meaning.
在旧约之后的，凡走在基督里的才有意义。
And then after the New Old Testament, all those who are in Christ, then there is value and meaning.
所以是主耶稣道成肉身，把天带到地上。
When our Lord became flesh and He brought heaven to earth.
然后他开创了这一条属天的道路。
And He has opened this new and living heavenly way to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters,
我们满心的感谢我们的主。
Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to our Lord.
因为他在肉身的日子
，because the days of his in the flesh of our Lord，
他做了先锋
，he was the pioneer，
那么他是开路者。
He was the one who opened this way.
他开了这条属天的道路。
And he has gone before us to open this heavenly way.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们。
So the author of Hebrew tells us.
我们要仰望耶稣。
We must look off unto Jesus.
其实旧约这所有的圣徒，他们所有的生活，一切的光景。
Now all the lives of the saints in the Old Testament, they are looking off unto Jesus. And this afternoon, our brother Sharon Abraham. During his days on earth, Abraham was looking off unto Jesus. Therefore, he has so many experiences throughout his life. And we thank the Lord.
希伯来书作者讲说他是我们信心的创始成终者。
And the author of Hebrew tells us he is the author, the leader, and completer, perfecter of our faith.
这条路是他开的。
He is the one who initiated.
所以呢，他能够赐给我们信心。
Therefore, he is able to give us this faith.
他能够开我们的眼睛。
He is able to open our eyes.
他不仅是这条路的这个创始者，
Not only is he the leader, the initiator of this way,
他也是信心的成终者。
He is also the completer and the finisher of
the faith. 他能保守我们里面属灵的看见，一直到路终。
He is able to preserve and keep our faith until the end.
所以，在地上的日子，
So, brothers and sisters, our days on earth,
弟兄姊妹，我们要仰望耶稣。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to look off unto Jesus.
这是今天主给我们一个非常重要的一个提醒。
And this is a very important reminder the Lord gives us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他已经给我们信心。
He has already given us faith.
从我们得救的时候，主已经把这个信心放在我们里面。
From the time we were saved, He has placed that faith within us.
所以因此呢，这条属天的道路就开始了。
Therefore, this heavenly way has begun.
那么要不是主到地上来，
If the Lord did not come in the flesh,
我们永远也不会懂得什么是属天的世界。
We would not know what is heavenly.
因着他来到地上，
Because he came into this world,
把天带到地上，
He has brought heaven on earth,
开辟了这条属天的道路，
And he has opened up this new heavenly way.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
两千年教会的历史，
Throughout 2,000 years of church history,
吸引了无数的圣徒，
It has attracted numerous multitude of saints,
舍命忘生死的跟随主，
Who even at the cost of their own lives follow the Lord.
所以我说想到一些前面的弟兄们，
So when we think of the brothers, the brethren before us,
他们在世的日子，
When they were living,
他们经历无数的艰难和痛苦，
They have gone through so much difficulties and trials,
但是他们在属天的道路上，
Yet on this heavenly way,
竭力地往前奔跑，
they strive diligently forward, onward.
他们真是得着他们一生他们应当得着的。
They have gained which they are worthy of for their life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
My dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们要为着自己的光景来奔跑。
Today, for our own condition, we must run.
主创造我们，
The Lord has created us.
主给我们生命，
He has given us life.
主也拣选我们，
He has chosen us.
主也救赎了我们。
He has redeemed us.
我们绝不能让主的这个恩典在我们身上落了空。
We cannot have this grace which was bestowed upon us be wasted.
至少今天你要有个感觉。
At the very least, we have this sentiment.
你的生活是否要对得起你自己？
Would our lives at least be worthy of our own self?
所以你不能随便乱走路。
So we cannot run aimlessly.
你要走对的路。
We must run correctly.
要跑在主的面光中。
We must run under His light.
使我的一生在主面前有价值。
So that there is value, meaning in this life.
你看见过去的弟兄们。
We can see the saints before us.
他们那样的撇下一切跟随主。
How they forsook all to follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，因为他们的眼睛得开。
Little brothers and sisters, because their eyes were open.
他们看见了另外一个世界的荣耀。
And they saw the glory of another world.
所以他们就轻看地上的事物。
So they despised the gains and losses of this world.
我们就像希伯来书那所说的。
Brothers and sisters, just as Hebrews tells us.
他们呢，放下了那些缠累的事物。
They have forsaken the sin, those things, every weight which easily entangles us.
丢弃那些容易缠累我们的罪。
And the sin that easily entangles besets us.
起来奔跑主。
And to run the race before them.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
时候已经到了末了。
The time is in the last days.
好几年前我里面一个深处的感觉。
A few many years ago, I had this feeling deep within.
我们这个时代好像已经来到天国的大门口。
It seems like this generation we're right at the gate of heaven.
可能再差几步就要进去。
Perhaps a little more, a few steps we are in.
所以求主开我们的眼睛。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
若是我们这个时候还是瞎眼，还是看不见。
If we're still blind and we cannot see.
弟兄姊妹，我们要失去很大的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, we'll lose much blessing.
我们要求主的灵在我们里引导我们。
And may the Spirit of the Lord lead us and guide us.
绝不容许我们的生活侍奉中犯任何的错误。
We'll not allow for our life, our service to go astray.
弟兄姊妹，你犯一点点的错误，
Sisters, even if we have gone a bit astray, perhaps we'll lose our reward. And this is a very urgent time.
虽然我们很软弱,
even though we're weak,
但是我们的心智应该向着主是完全。
But our determination, our ambition should be perfect before the Lord.
像那个老西面一样,
and just like the elderly Simeon,
在地上一生就是盼望看见主耶稣。
All throughout his life, he desired to see the consolation of Israel.
主耶稣肉身的父母把这个小婴孩的耶稣带到圣殿里的时候。
When the earthly parents of our Lord Jesus brought the little child Jesus into the temple.
哎呀，你看那个西面多欢喜啊。
We can see what joy Simeon had.
他抱着这个婴儿的耶稣。
When he held this baby Jesus.
他说神啊。
Oh Lord, oh God.
如今你可以释放你的仆人安然去世。
Now you can take your servant peacefully.
弟兄姊妹，每次读到那里，我心里都很受感动。
Brothers and sisters, each time when I read that scene, I'm greatly moved.
他一生在地上的生活。
All his life.
可以做这个，可以做那个。
He can do this or that.
但是他里面对主一个忠心的渴慕。
Yet he only has this faithful throughout his life, this longing.
就像保罗所说的，我只有一件事。
Just as Paul says, there's only one thing.
保罗不止一件事。
There's more than one thing for Paul.
保罗在地上要顾到众教会的需要。
He has to tend to so many needs of the many churches.
解决众教会的难处。
And so many hardships for many churches.
还要处理他同工的问题。
And many of the companions.
处理钱财的问题。
And even with the possessions.
处理聚会的问题。
And the congregations.
哎呀，还要处理婚姻的问题。
And even marriage.
保罗事情可多了。
Oh, there are so many items on Paul's plate.
但是保罗做每一件事情都是为了那一件事。
But all those things, Paul says, for this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天但愿主开我们里面的眼睛。
Today, may the Lord open our eyes.
让我们能握住眼前的还有这一点的机会。
So that we will hold fast to the opportunity that is at hand.
让我们竭力的往前。
So that we will strive diligently pursue forward.
如果到了那一天
less on that day,
别人进天国了
others enter in,
我们被留下了
and we are left behind,
那是多么大的痛苦
what great agony,
那真是要咬牙切齿的后悔
and we will regret with the gnashing of our teeth,
所以眼前是我们的机会
so before us is our opportunity,
希望没有一个弟兄姊妹放弃这个机会
so let us not forsake this opportunity,
所以我们要祷告
We must pray.
主啊，求你用手再摸我的眼睛。
Lord, touch my eyes again with your hands.
让我真正的有看见。
That I may truly see.
改变我的生活。
To transform my life.
让我们能向着标杆。
That I will press on toward the goal.
我不愿意在那一天失去这个祝福。
Unless I lose that blessing on that day.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看人活在地上啊。
As we live.
大家天天争吵不休。
That we have so much noise and argument.
甚至在教会里面,
even in the church.
也是都争我对你错。
No, I'm right, you're wrong.
你讲我对你错有什么用呢?
No, even if I'm right and you're wrong.
如果今天我说我对你错,
if you're right and I'm wrong.
结果天国来说他进去我没进去。
No, but even I'm wrong, but the kingdom of heavens is here and I enter in, I'm right and I'm left behind.
那你只有羞愧了，对不对？
And we will only be ashamed.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要管这些外面的东西。
So brothers and sisters, let us not be too mindful of these things.
求主让我们能够立定心志。
But let us set this determination.
全心全意的来奔跑这条路。
Wholeheartedly run forward and onward.
其实我们知道嘛。
Now we know.
当我们得救的那一天。
That when we receive the reward.
主把一个生命放在我们的里面。
When the day we're saved, He placed this life within us.
这个生命里面有个本质。
There is this inherent nature in this life.
他这个生命本身就是向天的。
And this nature, nature of this life is heavenward.
所以我们今天的确有的时候我们在世界上地上的物质中间呢过久了之后你心里面会很厌烦的。
So we know this nature within us, this new life is heavenward, so these earthly things sometimes we're tired of it.
因为你里面已经有了一个不同的生命。
Because within we have a different life.
这个生命是向着天的。
And this life is heavenward.
那么今天有的人活在这个属天的生命里面
And some live in this heavenly life.
所以他们不向属地的事物 屈服
And so they do not pursue and bow to the things of this earth.
任何仇敌的试探引诱
Any trials and temptations of the enemy.
他们都拒绝的
They will reject.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们要活在这个属天的生命里面
Today we must live under such a heavenly life.
让它里面向着天
So within, this life is heavenward.
不仅向着天
Not only toward heaven,
在我们的生命中
but in our life,
还有一个东西的目标性
that is also purposeful, there is a goal.
向着神的 目标
And it is, this life is toward the goal of God.
因为这是主的生命、啊、
Because this is the life of the Lord.
他 指向把我们指向一个正确的方向
and the Lord's life will direct us in the right direction
所以你如果活在这个生命的里面
and when we live abide in this life
你自然的有这种的倾向
naturally we'll incline this way
所以我们要让这个生命在我们里面逐渐的长大成人
so we must allow for this life to gradually grow and increase and mature to full maturity
你越成熟
and the more mature we are
我们看见跟地就越有分别
then we are consecrated, separated from this earth
地上事物的兴趣就没有
and the things of this world we have no interest
弟兄姊妹在今天的整个基督教在地上的众教会里面充满着许多属地的事物。
Brothers and sisters, in Christendom today, in this religious world, it is filled with earthly things.
哎呀，太多东西试探引诱人。
There are so many things that tempt us.
但是如果你活在这个生命的里面
，But when we live in this life,
它自然就有一个分别的。
Naturally, this is a consecrated life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们需要活在这个生命里面。
We must live, abide in this life.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
今天你得救了,
Today we're saved.
这个生命就在你里面,
the life is in each one of us.
在每个弟兄姊妹的里面,
in each one of us, brothers and sisters.
这是主带给我们的恩典,
this is the grace which was bestowed upon us.
这些都是我们今天奔跑天路的一些根据,
and this is the foundation which enable us to run this heavenly way.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们今天来奔跑这条天路,
Today when we run this heavenly way,
要得住我们生命的真实意义,
we must have that true meaning of our life.
我们要对自己的一生我们的前途我们的结局你要负责任
for our life our future our end we are responsible
所以保罗在这里鼓励我们
so Paul here encourages us
首先我们就要得着主要我们得着
that we must apprehend that which the Lord has apprehended us for
这个恩典是属于每个弟兄姊妹的
and this grace belongs to each one of us
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear brothers and sisters
我记得我早年蒙召出来侍奉主的时候
I remember when I was saved by grace and I came to serve the Lord.
因为我放下地上的事业
because I forsook the vocation, the earthly vocation.
放弃我地上的前途
and I forsook my earthly future.
我把我地上所有的事物撇下，我把自己奉献给主
and I forsook the earthly career and ambitions and I gave myself to serve the Lord.
那个时候我又对自己有个感觉
and I had this feeling about myself for myself
我说主啊
I said Lord
你一定要我这一生能得着你所要我得着的
Lord let me apprehend that which you desire for me to apprehend
如果我在未来的日子侍奉你
in the days ahead while I serve you
我不能得着你所要我得着的
if I cannot obtain which you desire for me to obtain
我是不甘心的
I am not willing for this
我这一生也是枉费的
I've spent my life in vain
今天我们看见很多基督徒
I see many Christians today
对自己不负责任
we're irresponsible for ourselves
我们随着自己里面这个私欲、啊、
and for our own self lust
我们追求这个追求那个追求那个
and we pursue after this and this and that
只顾着我们肉身上的满足
and we satisfy the flesh
完全不顾那个属灵的事情
and we're not mindful of the spirit at all
如果这样
if so
你的一生就是枉费
We have spent our life in waste.
但是感谢神啊。
But we thank the Lord.
我们回头看，我们枉费的年日已经太多了，对不对？
We have spent wasted much of our life.
今天主还给我们机会。
The Lord still affords us opportunity today.
主爱我们。
He loves us.
主没有丢弃我们。
He did not forsake us.
他仍旧愿意对我们的心说话。
He is still speaking to our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，但愿今天就是我们再蒙拯救的日子。
Brothers and sisters, may today be a day of our deliverance.
让我们重新一次被主激发起来。
Once again, He will provoke us.
修正我们眼前的路。
That He will make straight and smooth our path ahead.
起来，好好的跟随主。
That will run well and follow after Him.
要对你自己的一生。对你的前途和结局负责任。
That we must be responsible for our life, our future, our end.
如果到那一天你我失去了该有的恩典。
Lest on that day when we lose the grace which He has desired to give us.
这是你自己的责任。
This is our responsibility.
怨不得任何人。
We cannot blame anyone else.
主给我们机会。
The Lord has given us opportunity.
是我们自己没有能抓住机会。
But we did not hold fast to it.
保罗从他得救之后。
From the time he was saved,
他就知道这件事情的重要。
Paul knew the importance of this.
你看保罗一生经历多少的痛苦啊。
You see how all the difficulty and suffering that Paul went through.
哎呀，有时候我读他的故事，我觉得这个保罗一生太苦了。
I see how difficult his whole life was, how much suffering it was.
但是他不顾性命的跟随主啊。
But regardless, at all costs, he followed the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
甚至到最后殉道了。
Even martyrdom.
哎呀，他里面仍旧是充满着对主的爱慕。
He still has such a longing desire for the Lord.
因为他要对得起他自己的。
Because he wants to live worthy of the life which he has been given.
对得起主在他身上的恩典。
To live worthy of the grace bestowed upon
him. 对得起主对他的呼召。
And worthy of the manner which he was called.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我在这里着重的提醒。
Again, I remind you.
你要对你自己的一生负责任。
You must be responsible for the life, your life.
我们还有一点的机会。
We have a little while.
主还没有回来。
Before he returns.
这就是主给我们的机会。
This is the opportunity for each one of us.
不要轻易地放弃这个机会。
Do not lightly give this up.
仰望主的怜悯。
Look to his mercy.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
让我们在这最短的一段日子中。
In these short days ahead.
把我们一生所有的亏欠所缺少的把它补回来。
All that we have come short of, all that we have lacked, may it be fulfilled.
所以箴言书也讲到。
And the Proverbs tells us.
那个结局比那个起头更重要。
And so the end is more important than the beginning.
所以主还给我们一个机会让我们能把我们的结局把它弄好了。
While the Lord still gives us this opportunity to make right our end.
所以这些日子。
So in these days,
我个人也觉得格外的谨慎。
I feel all the more to be alert.
因为在生活侍奉里面充满了各式试探引诱。
Because throughout our life, our service, there are so many things that test us.
我们心里面有感觉，不是每件事我们都能做的。
There is not everything that we're able to do freely.
但是主要我们做的事，我们必须要忠心做。
But the things which the Lord desires for us to do, we must do faithfully.
其实主并没有为难我们。
The Lord is not mistreating us.
主深知我们的软弱。
He knows our weakness.
知道我们的微小。
He knows how insignificant we are. And He knows our weakness, so He's not asking too much.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你在主的跟前，你要尽你的本分跟主。
In His presence, we must fulfill our ministry.
你要向着自己负责。
We must be responsible.
不要叫主的恩典在你身上落空了。
Do not let the grace of the Lord fall empty.
我们晓得。
We know.
整个教会属灵的历史。
Throughout the spiritual church history.
到最后我们看见新耶路撒冷降临的时候。
At the end when we see the coming down of the New Jerusalem.
什么是新耶路撒冷？
What is the New Jerusalem?
那座城是历世历代众圣徒对基督所有的经历的总和。
The New Jerusalem is the city that is made up of the accumulation of all the life experiences of all the saints throughout all generations.
过去这些人在历史上已经被主证实了。
And the saints of old, they have obtained a good report by the Lord.
我们读他们的故事。
When we read their story.
我们很羡慕，我们觉得他们真是太好了。
And we admire, they are wonderful.
但是你不能光读他们的故事。
But let us not merely read their history.
我们要注重现在。
But let's take note of now.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我不知道怎样说。
I don't know how to put this.
但愿主的灵在我们身上做工。
May the Spirit of the Lord work upon each one of us.
让我们珍惜在地上还有不多的年日。
So while we have a short while in this world,
我们一定要得着主要我们得着的。
We must take possession of that which He desires to give us.
我们每个人只有这一生。
And we all only have this life.
这几十年很快就会过去。
These few decades will go by very quickly.
我现在已经老了。
I am advanced in age.
但是我的记忆常常一回去就觉得从前年轻的时候好像就在后面。
Oh, but when I reflect on my younger days, it seems like far behind me.
但是一醒来老了。
No, but when I wake up, I am already this old.
我也不知道还有多少日子在地上可以。
I don't know how many days remain.
所以我要很珍惜。
So I must treasure.
啊，那本来我这个人呢，就不是一个很紧的人。
Now I'm not one who is very uptight.
就我仰望主的怜悯。
So I look to the Lord's mercy.
今天我要特别特别的跟着里面的膏油走。
But today, especially all the more, I must follow, walk according to the anointing within.
我尽量学习顺服恩膏的教训。
This year, I desire to learn to follow the teaching of the anointing.
主不叫我做的事。
That which the Lord does not want me to do.
再多的好处试探你，我也不要做。
Even with greater goodness and benefits tempting me, I shall not do it.
如果是艰难的事，
if it is difficult,
是主要我做的，
but the Lord desires for me to do so,
我会不顾一切的来做。
Without at all costs, I will do it.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们到最后这段年日，
in these last days,
这是我们的赛跑场上最后冲刺的日子。
This is the day of our race on this course. It is the last days when we give it our all to sprint to the end.
在历史上从来没有一个时代像今天这个时代那么靠近主的再来。
There is no generation before us as close to the Lord's coming as our generation.
过去我们年长的江弟兄在的时候 ，Brother Kong.
Yes, when our brother Kong was with us.
他活了一百多岁。
He was over 100.
到后来我都感觉他都在冲刺。
Even at that time, I feel he is still sprinting.
你看他那个时候身体很不好。
His health was not good.
好多次西安特会弟兄们把他抬上来。
And many times at the West Coast Christian Conference, we have to carry him.
按理讲这样的年龄应该在家里面休养。
Reasonably, in this age, he should be resting comfortably at home.
他的一生为主摆上已经够多了。
He has given much...In his life for the Lord.
后面应该享受一下这个生活了。
In those times, he should enjoy life.
不，我们的弟兄到了一百多岁，人就在冲刺。
No, even over 100, he is still sprinting.
这个给我留下很深刻的印象。
And this is a deep impression for me.
弟兄姊妹，教会历史中像保罗这样的人还有很多呢。
Brothers and sisters, there are many throughout the history, many like Paul.
所以你要为着你个人，你要起来奔跑天路。
So for your own sake, rise up and run.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们要学习像历史上这些人一样。
May we learn to be those before us.
仰望耶稣。
To look off unto Jesus.
望断一切以居耶稣。
To look off.Forsake everything to look off unto Jesus.
把主之外的事物都给他看断。
Anything outside of the Lord that distracts us, look off.
不要管别人的眼色是什么。
And regardless of how others look at us.
不管别人在做什么。
Regardless of what others are doing.
我们竭力的往前。
But let us strive diligently forward.
为着你自己的一生。
But for your own sake.
你一定要得着主。
For your life, you must gain the Lord, obtain which He has given you.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
再说这个石头非常的紧迫
I say again, we are living in urgent times.
感谢我们的主
And we thank our Lord.
他是创始成终的主
He is the leader and completer of our faith.
你只要依赖他
If we trust in him.
他在你身上可以开创
He is able to open this way.
他也能把你引到路中
And he not only initiate, he'll lead us to the end.
历史上的人物就是这样
And this is all those before us.
他们坚持地在地上跟随主
They held fast.Steadfastly following the Lord.
神开他们的眼睛。
The Lord opened their eyes.
神也能开我们的眼睛。
The Lord likewise can open our eyes.
神能让他们眼目明亮一直到路中。
The Lord enlightened their eyes all the way till the end.
主也能使我们眼目明亮一直到路
中。Likewise, the Lord can illuminate our eyes till the end.
所以使徒保罗在腓立比书里面。
So the Apostle Paul in Philippians.
在他奔跑主的路的时候。
As he was running the way of the Lord.
他告诉我们。
He tells us.
我们要得着耶稣基督
And we must take possession of
所要我得的,
we must take possession which the Lord Jesus desires to give me.
啊, 要让主耶稣基督能得着他所得着我的,
so that I may be apprehended by him who has apprehended me.
所以头一方面,
so the first aspect is he wants us to be responsible for our own sake.
为着你的一生奔跑,
that we run for our own sake.
主若许可, 明天我们要讲到
Tomorrow, Lord willing, we will share on how he has ran for the will of God.
啊, 其实这两件事情是同一个目的。
In fact, these two things have the same goal, the same purpose.
我们请低头一起祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊, 我们满心地感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving unto thee.
在这么一个紧迫的时候,
Lord, in these urgent times,
你还给我们有这样的机会可以聚在你的跟前。
Thou hast still granted us this opportunity to gather in thy presence.
你还可以让我们用你的话彼此的劝勉。
Thou hast given us thy words to encourage one another.
主啊, 今天你还没有回来。
Lord, before thy return,
你不是单言。
Thou art not tarrying.
你是宽容我们。
But thou art patient, long suffering.
你还给我们机会。
Thou hast given us opportunity.
所以我们愿意这一次。
May it be
你的恩手握住每一位弟兄姊妹,
that thy gracious hand will hold fast to each of our hands.
在这个聚会中间做开眼的工作,
and this conference do open our eyes to see.
让我们能有像那些见证人所有的信心,
that we may have the faith as these witnesses before us.
把我们余下的年日交在你的手中,
we commit all our remaining days unto thee.
主啊, 不容许我们再荒废,
Lord, do not allow for us to waste them.
让我们真正得着你所要我们得着的,
but that will take possession which thou desires to give us.
主啊, 祝福每个弟兄和姊妹,
Lord, bless each one of your children.
但愿当那个荣耀的大日降临的时候,
on that glorious day when thou shalt come,
我们能一同在你宝座面前欢然,
that we may all welcome thee with joy before thy throne.
求你借着你的灵,
Lord, through thy spirit,
把我们引入你话语的实际,
lead us into the reality of thy word.
听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.